futures weakened on Wednesday. USDA projects the average Fed steer price this year to be $15 higher than last year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 13th of January. Softer cash prices in the north after weakness in the south helped pressure cattle futures Wednesday. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 62 cents lower from 10 cents to $1.35 lower. Live cattle futures closed an average of 55 cents lower from 17 cents to $1.10 lower, except for unchanged to 37 cents higher in the back three contracts. As for those softer negotiated cash fed cattle prices, they were $1 lower than the previous day in Kansas and $3 lower than last week at $135 a hundredweight with slow trade and light demand. Although too few transactions to trend, dress trade in Nebraska was $2 lower at $218. Live prices there last week were $138 to $140. Wholesale beef prices continued to stretch higher though. Choice box beef cutout value is $1.71 higher Wednesday afternoon at $279.93 a hundredweight. Select was $2.35 higher at $270.98. Soybean futures closed mostly 10 to 13 cents higher, likely supported by the world agricultural supply and demand estimates. Corn futures closed mostly fractionally higher to 6 cents higher, except for 1 to 2 cents lower in the front three contracts. More on the WASDE momentarily. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed with stronger demand at lighter weights in the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers weighing less than 750 pounds sold $1 to $3 higher at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. Feeder steers weighing more than 750 pounds sold $2 to $3 lower. Feeder heifers traded $2 to $4 lower. A day earlier, steer and heifer calves sold $2 to $6 higher. There were 11,319 head on offer across both days. Lightweight grass steer calves weighing 500 to 550 sold $21 to $22 higher at Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska, where there were 5,490 head. Steers weighing 650 to 800 pounds sold steady to $9 higher, and heifers weighing 500 to 650 pounds traded steady to $9 higher. Also in Nebraska, at Huss Livestock Market, steers weighing 500 and 700 pounds sold $6 to $8 higher. Steers at other weights lighter than 750 pounds sold steady, and then steady to $5 lower at heavier weights. Heifers weighing less than 650 pounds traded $1 to $3 higher and then unevenly steady at heavier weights. There were 5,357 head on offer. Finally, steers weighing less than 500 pounds sold $3 to $6 higher at South Central Regional Stockyards in Vienna, Missouri, where there were 1,904 head. Steers weighing more than 500 pounds sold steady to $2 higher. Feeder heifers traded steady, except for fully $3 to $6 higher on several lots near 500 pounds.
Whoa, Herefords are the efficiency experts for a reason. In crossbreeding systems, Herefords boost pregnancy rates by 7% and add $30 per head in feed yard profitability. And Hereford genetics bring unrivaled hybrid vigor, longevity, and disposition. Now that'll stop you in your tracks. Come home to Hereford for more pounds, more calves, and more profit. Visit Hereford.org for a sale near you.
Major U.S. financial indices managed to eke out gains Wednesday despite confirmation of the steamiest inflation in about four decades. The Consumer Price Index for all urban consumers increased 0.5% in December on a seasonally adjusted basis, after rising 0.8% in November, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Over the last 12 months, the All Items Index increased 7.0% before seasonal adjustment. That's the largest 12-month increase since the period ending June of 1982. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 38 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 13 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 34 points. In the latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, USDA's Economic Research Service increased the average expected Fed steer price this year by $2 to $137 a hundredweight compared to the previous month's projection. For reference, the projected annual price for 2021 was $122.40. Average prices are forecast at $139 in the first quarter, $136 in the second quarter, $134 in the third quarter, and $138 in the fourth quarter. That's with beef production this year forecast at 27.17 billion pounds, which would be 785 million pounds less than last year, or 2.8% less. Total red meat and poultry production is projected at 106.67 billion pounds this year, which would be 168 million pounds less than last year, just 0.16% less. Turning to grains, this month's 2021-22 U.S. corn outlook is for higher production, greater food, seed, and industrial use, lower exports, and larger ending stocks. Corn production was estimated at 15.12 billion bushels, up 53 million on increased harvested area. Corn stocks were projected 47 million bushels more, with use essentially unchanged and the increased supply. The season average corn price received by producers was unchanged at $5.45 a bushel. Soybean production was estimated at 4.44 billion bushels, up 10 million bushels, with gains for Iowa and Indiana. Harvested area was estimated slightly lower at 86.3 million acres. The U.S. season average soybean price for 2021-22 was forecast at $12.60 a bushel, up 50 cents, reflecting tighter global soybean stocks and lower production forecasts for Brazil, Argentina, and Paraguay. The soybean meal price was projected at $375 a short ton, up $45. The soybean oil price forecast was unchanged at 65 cents a pound. Finally, the outlook for 2021-22 U.S. wheat was for smaller supplies, reduced domestic use, lower exports, and higher ending stocks. Projected 2021-22 ending wheat stocks were raised 30 million bushels to 628 million, but that would still be 26% less than last year and the lowest level since 2013-14. The season average farm price was raised 10 cents to $7.15 a bushel, based on NAS prices reported to date and expectations for prices the remainder of the marketing year. That's your cattle current market update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 13th of January. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.